And currently, here at the KDOM studios, a little bit warmer than that. We're at 53 degrees. I'm hoping that this means winter. Nancy Sabin joins us this morning for Kaleidoscope. How are you today?
Good. Hi, everyone.
We appreciate you coming in. We're going to kind of shift gears, and although we're not really ready to talk about winter, we are moving into, well, we're in fall, but we're moving into holiday season.
Yep. And I'm here to talk about Thanksgiving. So we're skipping. I know people don't like us to skip holidays, so I'm sorry for skipping over Halloween, but I want to talk about Thanksgiving.
I think that's a good idea. You know, let's face it, people are starting to think holidays, mm-hmm. and Thanksgiving's a big one.
Yeah. And I'm here on behalf of the Lutheran Church of Our Savior and the Smith family, talking about our community-wide Thanksgiving meal. And that's what it is. It's a community-wide Thanksgiving meal. We put it on at our church because we have the room there, but we want it to be inclusive of everyone in the community.
Now, this meal is not a new thing.
No, I can't remember. I think the Odd Fellows did it before we did it, and okay. then it hadn't been going on for a couple years. And then Shelley and Jeff Lang said, "Hey, can we do it here at our church?" And we're like, "Yeah, that would be great," you know. And then when COVID hit, the Smith family did it. Take out over at their business. And then last year we joined forces together and had it at the church again, but we only had drive-through takeout. And this year what we want to have is sit-down meal again.
People are ready to sit down.
Yeah. And it's just nice. If you don't have family coming for Thanksgiving, or you're by yourself, you can come to the church, you can sit with friends, have fellowship, and eat together.
But absolutely.
We need help.
You need help.
We need help. That's why I'm here, everybody. We need help. We need help the day of Thanksgiving if we're going to have a sit-down meal. We need people to serve. We need people to help clean. Because we just do not have the volunteer power anymore that we had.
Well, and it is a community Thanksgiving dinner.
Yes, and I really want to stress that. It's not the Lutheran Church of Our Savior's Thanksgiving meal. It's always been a community Thanksgiving meal. We've always had people from the community helping. I wish I could name everyone, but I don't remember everyone. The Smith family stands out because they really stepped up when we decided not to do it the 1 year. And,
right.
and they really, really saved us last year with helping out. And But there have been many people who have helped. Duffy's helps us get the food. You know, there's different people that
sure.
help. They're workers. And what we're asking for is for people to volunteer with serving and runners for running the takeout food out to.
How many volunteers does it take? Do you have any idea? If you're, you know, can we do this with 20 people? Do we need 50 people? How many people do we need to make it work the way it needs to work?
You know, unfortunately, I don't know for sure because I'm usually one low on the totem pole. And I just told my husband, I said, I'll, you know, do it this year. But I know we need the day of and the day before, probably a total of 50 people.
Well, you know? And then it's not only serving and cleaning off the tables and getting all, but the drive-through is also happening this year, too.
Yes. Well, it's not the drive-through. Basically, people can
come in and get there.
We just did the drive-through last
gotcha.
Year, you know, because we just had everything upstairs. But it's that.
So you need extra people to help with that?
With that, we do. And we need people to help on Wednesday to set up, you know, to put the placemats down, to put the silverware down, and it's plastic, but you know what
sure.
I mean. And to just, decorate, you know, so it's nice, a nice atmosphere. We need people the day of to serve. We need people the day of to, we like to continually clean. So, you know, we might have a pot that's empty. We'll clean it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we wouldn't be able to do the chafing dishes and that kind of thing, but if we get it going during the day, then it, we get out earlier.
Right. The cleanup goes a little bit faster.
Yeah. And it's from 11 to 1 on Thanksgiving Day. And like I said, we will be having the takeout no matter what. And we'll let everyone know what's happening before that day. But if we, you still have time to have, if you volunteer, you still have time in the evening, you know, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock to have Thanksgiving meal with your family. And that's what our family does. We get two Thanksgiving meals
on
Thanksgiving.
That.
So we have the one in the afternoon at the church. And then around 5:30, 6 o'clock, we have one at home where our family gets together. So, and it really is fun. It's a lot of fun.
Well, you mentioned the fellowship
when
you come and eat. And there's no reason you don't bring your whole family to come eat on Thanksgiving Day. But Thanksgiving, by definition, is a time to give thanks. And you can help with that by donating a couple hours of your time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be really great. And then the money that we get, you know, because people donate money the day of, we pay for, you know, the turkey and the potatoes, and anything left over goes to the food shelf, the sharing center.
There you go.
So it's really all about Thanksgiving, you know. And you know, I moved here from bigger cities, and I remember just being touched, and I'm just going to get choked up here, but just how the community comes together when there's a need, when there's people, you know, I had never been anywhere where there were meals put on to raise money for somebody's family who was going through a tough time or something like that. And this Thanksgiving meal is the same thing. You know, some people have lost their family through COVID.
Right.
You know, some people have family far away and they can't come in. So this is a way for the community, for the people who don't have somewhere to go and still and have fellowship.
Right.
You know, like you said before, you know, you just...
And a delicious meal.
Yeah, it is good.
So we need volunteers. And it just seems like the whole family, you can make it a family thing to come volunteer.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And before we started, we were talking about how families are changing and priorities mm-hmm. are changing.
Mm-hmm.
And to be able to work as a family to bring joy and fellowship for a few hours, there's nothing better.
Yeah. So I'd like to give the church's phone number right now. So if you can volunteer, please call the church office. If nobody answers, you can leave a message. We have an answering machine. But the number is 831-3522. So you'll talk to Diane or my husband or one of our substitute secretaries, and you can let them know if you can come on Thanksgiving Day and help out.
And even if you can't on Thanksgiving Day, you still can help on Wednesday.
On Wednesday, yeah. Say maybe I can. Yeah, yeah. So just again, the number is, because I know.
Yep.
I know. I never hit the number. Is 831-3522. So,
and if you miss the number, call the radio station.
Okay,
and we'll give it to you.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. So the community-wide Thanksgiving dinner, it happens on Thanksgiving, serving from 11 to 1. If you can help out, probably 8-9 in the morning, do you start setting up? When does the day start?
The day starts. Yeah. 9:10, but we can, if you leave your number with our secretary, we can call you and tell you for sure, because again, I don't,
sure,
you know,
A lot of moving parts.
Yeah, a lot of moving parts. Yes. Yeah. So
very good. Yeah. Nancy, anything else we need to mention?
No, but you know, thank you everybody for listening, and I just I pray you have a wonderful weekend. It's going to be beautiful out there, and hopefully, if we don't see you volunteering, we'll see you at the meal.
Absolutely.
Enjoying it. Yeah.
Very good. Nancy Sabin, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM.